Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
Did you enjoy Teen Build?
Of course I did. More than you, because you did not dance.
I don't do that to people, eh? So 21 bits of consumer advice. That's a bit ambitious.
I thought so, but then I sort of, once I got going, I could have done another 21 very easily. So, yes, the suggestion or the challenge came from one of our colleagues as we were celebrating ECR's 21st birthday on Monday night. So I'm always up for a challenge. And here goes, bearing in mind that I had to choose issues that didn't require, you know, many words to explain, because as we know, Jason, producer, I have only got a certain amount of time. So here goes, without any further ado. Number one, social media gives you enormous power as a consumer. If you're not getting a fair deal, get posting. If it's true and in the public interest, you can't be sued for defamation.
Exactly, so use it for the power that it is.
Good, and holding hands with that is number two. Get into the habit of using your smartphone as an evidence gatherer. Take photos of dodgy products, bad workmanship, and any document that you put your signature to if you aren't given a copy.
Or even people.
Yes, I want to mention the video of the policewoman at the desk on the phone to DSTV. I do have some sympathy there. I've taken up two cases of DSD billing this week and got results, just saying.
You do get into that black hole.
But without that video, I mean, the issue wouldn't have been exposed, and we wouldn't have had our police minister now saying, you know, please tell me about your other bad service issues. So use it, but use it wisely and know that it's really powerful. Number three, check if an online shopping site is secure by looking for a small padlock symbol in the address bar or elsewhere in the browser window. And a web address must begin https://, the S standing for secure. If you pay for goods or a service with your credit card and you don't get them, or you don't get all of them, lodge a chargeback dispute with the bank which issued your Visa or MasterCard, and provided you can prove that you suffered a loss, you will be refunded, and it's the best reason of all to pay by credit card.
It's, for me, the only reason, really, to get a credit card, if you want to move away from credit.
And if you can handle the credit, that is. But the irony is, and I've just written a story about this, is that a lot of South Africans are still very resistant to using their credit cards to shop online, and yet they're forfeiting. They're understanding the security mechanisms, and then they're forfeiting the protection of chargeback. If you pay by EFT, you don't get that protection. So it's a bit sad, that. Where are we? Number five, the large print giveth and the small print taketh away. That was said by some pop star whose name eludes me at the moment, so I can't...
Sounds like a Tom Waits type thing.
It probably was, actually. Mm. I'm going to have to Google that after the show. But yeah, the point is, read the small print always and all of it.
No matter how much of a rush
I don't know how many times I've said that on the show, but people still can't really be bothered a lot of the time. Well, they just assume wrongly that everything's going
to be fine. Unless it's the terms and conditions on a smartphone, then just leave that. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to read 700
Stop
documents.
Stop undermining my advice, Darren Moore. Number six, it's illegal for stores to charge you extra if you pay by card, debit or credit, and many of them do. That's passing on their bank charges. Yes. Never buy a car with a balloon payment deal. So if you can't afford a monthly installment without shaving off tens of thousands and as a massive final payment that you're still going to owe after 6 years of your monthly repayments, you cannot afford that car. Get a cheaper one.
Good thinking.
When buying a car, shop around for your own finance. Don't assume that the finance woman based in the dealership that's going to make life easy for you and do it all for you is going to get you the lowest interest rate, because chances are they won't.
Haggle, yeah.
I could actually do 21 points on buying a car alone. Yes, maybe I should one day.
Yeah.
Number nine, leather lounge suites haven't become more affordable over in recent years. They've become less leathery. So unless it's full grain leather with a hefty price tag to match, you're better off buying a fabric suite, because it won't crack or peel 3 or 4 years down the line.
Or 3 or 4 months.
You know, unfortunately, it's always after the warranty's over.
Yeah.
10. One size does not fit all.
Really?
So if you buy a garment without trying it on, you aren't legally entitled to take it back for a refund, because not fitting you doesn't mean it's defective.
Oh, yes. I keep forgetting about that one.
So, I think we'll deal with the remaining 11.
Yes.
Yes, and you're going to brag now. Come on, I know you want to.
I just want to let you know, it was Tom Waits who said, the large print giveth and the small print.
And I just want to say that it was a complete fluke, because Darren Moore just happened to have watched one of his videos before we came on air, so it was the most unbelievable coincidence. But thank you, Tom Waits. Very sound advice. Moving on to number 11. More affordable does not mean better value. It usually means you're paying less but getting less. So when the pack shrinks, for example, as we talk about a lot on this show. 12. If somebody tries to tell you, sell you something over the phone and you're tempted, refuse to agree to anything, any deal, until they've emailed you the offer so that you can read its terms and conditions in your own time, because we do read the terms and conditions in small print, of course. If that telesalesperson refuses, or they agree but then
say pay first,
don't,
then we'll send it to you.
Yeah, then know that you've had a lucky escape.
Yeah.
13. When shopping around, please don't just stop at comparing prices. Research the respective company's returns policies, because a generous customer-friendly policy adds huge value to the products that they're selling. So that's the unseen value within that selling price. 14. Over-the-counter weight loss products do not work.
Oh.
Cutting down on your food intake and moving your body more does. It's very unpalatable advice, but I'm afraid it's true. 15. I like this quirky little one. Haddock sold in South Africa is not a species of fish. It's plain old hake, which has been smoked and coloured.
Well, that would explain why I've never caught a haddock.
Okay. So overseas,
been trying for years.
Haddock is a different species. Oh. And in this country, way back in like the 60s, maybe the 70s, it was. But no. Since then, hake. And it does declare it on the pack. So they can't. You can't accuse them of food fraud. But most South Africans do sort of think that it's a separate kind of fish when it's not.
Okay.
Number 16. Read car hire agreements carefully before hiring a car, especially
the
exclusions. Always take the super waiver, but be aware of the scenarios which will leave you footing the entire bill in the case of accident or loss, whether or not you have a waiver. And that includes innocuous things like driving on a gravel road. So if you wipe out on a gravel road, you are most likely going to. So you need to either.
And it's just pay the extra $149.
But no, I'm saying, even if you've got a super waiver, that's not going to help you in a gravel road. So I'm just saying, I don't know, either don't hire the car or don't go on a gravel road. Or
Is that all of them, or would there be some? Most of them have
a gravel road thing in there. When you consider how many gravel roads we have in this country, especially for holiday makers, it's a bit of a worry.
So they ever hire a car to go to the Midlands?
Not if you're likely to have an accident and not have the money to pay for it.
Okay.
17. MultiChoice has stopped posting its DST magazine with all the listings to all subscribers. But the old folk put up such a fuss that they now have this policy that if you're over 5 and you have an account...
You mean over 55?
What did I say?
You said over 5-year-olds.
I did not. Did I say over 5? Over 55, and you have an account in your name, you're entitled to one, despite what the call centre agent may tell you to the contrary. I've dealt with a lot of these this week, and I've got a lot of older people. I shouldn't say that too much, because I'm nearing that. their magazines are very happy. When joining a gym, sign up for the shortest period, not more than a year, and make sure that you know what the cancellation policy is, especially if you're your first-time gymmer or you haven't gymmed for a long time. The chances are, I'm afraid, statistically very high that you're not going to go the distance on that contract. So ideally, the cancellation penalty shouldn't be more than 30% of the remaining subscriptions for the contract term. And you can imagine what a huge get-out-of-gym fee that would be if it was a long, like a three-year contract. 19, we're getting there. If you're negotiating to buy a used car and the dealership can't show you the car's service book and its spare key, walk away. It's never a good sign, and don't ever fall for that "we'll get it to you later" line. Is in my experience, that doesn't happen.
Huh.
20, never buy a house without paying for a professional inspection before the deal is finalized. So you've got to make that a condition of the sale. It'll cost 3,000 to 4,000 rand for the average house, and believe me, you either use that evidence to walk away from the deal because the roof is about to collapse from borer infestation, or you use it to, if it's something less dire, to negotiate a lower selling price.
Okay.
Can't emphasize that more.
That's a big one.
And finally, given the weather, invest in a rain tank or two. We're being charged outrageous sums for water these days, and unlike poor Capetonians, I just spent yesterday in Cape Town, and water crisis notices everywhere.
Mm.
We have it falling free from the skies quite regularly, thankfully, and it is such a waste to have it wash away down our drains.
And if you are going to go for a water tank, you best go for the best one, the internationally around.
You are not going to do a plug.
SBS Tanks. Contact James at, what's the email address? water@sbstanks.co.za. I'm not going to let that go. Thanks for joining us, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.